Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Tell me something good. Tell me that you love me.
Hi there, welcome back. Go to balanceofnature.com. Make sure that you put in the code Kate and you can get 35% off and free shipping. That's the food supplement you should be taking. I know that I'm going to be doing something on cancer coming up here. I'm going to be doing an hour on this. It's kind of interesting going back to where chemotherapy originated from. And then also food supply too, because we've been talking a little bit about food supply lately. So you need to have nutrients in your cupboard. You need to make sure you have a supplement. I would get Balance of Nature. Go to balanceofnature.com. Check it out. You'll love it. The testimonials are real. I love this product. And order extra for the fall. Put in the code Kate, K-A-T-E. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
I just thought you'd like to know. I just went to Harmon's right across from the hospital. And the manager, Kevin, told me that I either wore a mask or I don't shop there anymore. Yeah. And I told him I had a medical condition. He says, we don't have an exception for that. You either wear a mask or get out.
Wow. Boy, they have to be losing a lot of business because they're taking this hard-lined, insane Gestapo stance. I don't even know what to say about Harmon's anymore other than stop shopping there.
Oh, I'm going to. But yeah. I want everyone to know, you know, that that's what they're doing.
Yeah.
And the manager there today that told me was Kevin. And okay. The girl that greeted you said the same thing. Either I wear a mask or I get out.
Wow. Thank you. Really appreciate that. I just can't believe that store owners, and for all of you listening out of state, it's a grocery store throughout my state, and they took this hardline stance. It's amazing to me.
Well, I'll tell you one thing it says. They're making too much money on the people that are shopping here if they can turn away that many customers.
You are so right on that.
So ask them to lower their prices, too.
Yeah, yeah. So true. Yeah, they're very expensive.
Yes,
I would not shop there in a gazillion years.
I don't shop there anyway, so it doesn't matter.
We have to start saying no. So tell me how you're out there fighting this. What are you doing? How are you standing up to this? I'd love to hear from all of you. Open up the phone lines for this. 888-673-1450. Tell me something good. How are you fighting back? What kind of pushback are you doing? Even in the smallest way, I don't even care. Even in the smallest, tiniest way that you think might not even matter. Maybe it does. Maybe it is mattering.
Yep.
Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yes, Kate. I just came from Natural Grocers, and there's a lady sitting by the door, and she's wearing a face shield. And she's also doing the hand cleaning, but they give out a big, it's about 5 inches across, a button you could wear. And I'll read the button. It says, due to an underlying health condition, I cannot wear a mask or face covering. Thank you for understanding.
Right.
And so Natural Grocers is, you know, they're playing the game in terms of wear the face mask, but they're allowing their customers the right to not wear one.
Nice.
I'd rather shop at Natural Grocers any day rather than Harmon.
Yeah, nice. I like that. Hey, thanks for telling us that. Yeah. I really appreciate that. Go ahead.
And then the other thing, too, that I've been doing, I have a lot of fun with this. When I see someone in a store that's not wearing a mask, I always say, it's so beautiful and lovely to see a human face, especially a pretty one like yours.
And then I
tell them about the conspiracy, because see, these masks are a conspiracy to cover up all the pretty faces.
Oh, man. Thanks for that. Thank you. I really appreciate that. That was awesome. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Thanks for that. Go ahead. Go right ahead.
Yeah, hi, Kate. Hey, I just started listening to you a couple of weeks ago. I've really enjoyed your show.
Oh, thanks.
But, so I have an interesting, I show horses, and we have a big national show coming up in Idaho, and the governing body of the United States Equestrian Federation has mandated mask wearing the whole time, except for when you're on the actual back of your horse.
Okay.
So that means in the stall, you have to have a mask on, even if no one else is around you, right?
The insanity.
Quite unsafe, I have to tell you.
Yeah, yeah.
So I don't wear a mask anywhere I go now. I live up in central Utah. But so what I decided, because they said if they will actually have masks Nazis. They didn't call them that. That's what I call them.
I call them that, too.
Walking around. Mm-hmm. And if you're caught without a mask on, you will be asked to leave the showgrounds or they'll shut the whole show down. So then everybody will be mad at you that you messed it up, right?
Wow.
Let them be mad.
Yeah. All right. Jeez.
So here's my solution, because I do need to show my horses. I make more money off of them with a show record.
Mm-hmm.
So I am taking my little mask, mm-hmm. and I'm cutting out the middle, and I'm putting a layer of cheesecloth.
Nice.
Gluing it in.
Okay.
So that I can breathe.
Yeah. Okay.
They're completely ineffectual.
Yes, of course.
So is any mask, right?
Yeah, right.
So,
they all are.
And so they just say mask or face covering. And if there you go.
It
will, if they get close enough to see that it's cheesecloth, mm-hmm. then what are they going to say?
Exactly. Yes. Yes. Thank you. I love it. I appreciate the phone call. Thanks so much. That's hilarious. Thank you. Thank you. I love that.
You know what fishnet nylons look like, right? Yeah. You have a pair, I'm sure.
Yes, multiple pairs in all colors. Fishnet
but there's
stockings.
A gal, my pharmacy has a gal that wears a mask that looks like fishnet hose, you know.
Right.
That's pretty nice.
That's pretty funny.
I like that.
Yeah. By the way, a superintendent, Edmund's superintendent, wrote to the parents, children can take mask breaks where they can take the mask off and breathe.
Where do they have to
really, go? Really acknowledging the fact that they can't breathe with it on.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's that. Call me up. Tell me something good. I want to hear the pushback. I want to hear what you're able to do and what you have done, your experience. It'd be great to hear from you. 888-673-1450. I have to have levity on this whole matter, because it's just so astonishing, you know, what's going on right now. And the amount of people that are falling for it. And so I'd love to hear from you. 888-673-1450. Give me a call and we'll take your call. And I want to hear what you're doing specifically to push back and to also, and it can be small. I don't care if you think, well, it probably doesn't matter, because it all matters. And when you show up without a mask on, you're telling them that they cannot use that for a virtue signal. They can't use it to, and what's the excuse now? It went from transmission back in March and April. Now it is not about transmission anymore. Mm-hmm. Now it is honestly about creating this other sort of, you're being respectful of people. That's
right.
That's all it is.
All
it's a
it
show.
Is,
it's a show. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kate. This is Mike from Florida.
Hi, Mike from Florida. How are you?
Hey, you were talking about a little pushback down here in Florida. I think
yes.
I can add a few details on that.
Let's hear it. I want to
hear
this.
We had a group of, our group's about 25 people, mm-hmm. and we didn't really know each other before, but we met up on Facebook, and then about 10 of us spoke at a recent county commissioner meeting,
mm-hmm.
and it was all about, there was a group that was trying to push a mask mandate, or they were calling it a mask resolution.
Mm-hmm.
But so 10 of us spoke, and, you know, our county commissioners were pretty much on the fence,
mm-hmm.
but
of
just
course.
Through facts mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. some strong, exactly, mm-hmm. strong points on personal liberty,
mm-hmm.
We ended up getting the county commissioners to vote 5-0 not to adopt the mask resolution.
Oh my gosh. I love this.
Well,
and what did you use? Facts, right? Numbers, real numbers.
We had a good cross section of people. We have, and I'm already talking to them about coming on and speaking with you.
Excellent.
And we had some people that were, that just can do numbers better than anyone in the country, I'm telling
mm-hmm.
you. And then we had some people, we had a young lady from New Zealand who spoke.
Wow.
And we just had people, we addressed, it was just strong points on personal liberty
mm-hmm.
and the facts.
Mm-hmm.
And we just appealed to, it should be a person's personal decision on mask.
Right.
Okay. And it honestly, it was just a great day for personal liberty.
I love it. Because if you wear one, you're more than, go for it. You want to go, you think it's going to protect you and you want to wear it, just like if I wanted to wear a hat to protect myself from a sunburn, I can choose to do that. But if somebody's wearing a mask and somebody's not, the person wearing one, if they believe in it, they're okay, right? They're good to go because they're protecting themselves. So you made that point, I'm sure.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So I can just add this, mm-hmm. I would just like to kind of add a challenge to mm-hmm. anyone listening, okay? Mm-hmm. I mean, look, a year ago, I was wanting to go move in the mountains in Utah and just run away from it all.
Sure.
Right? Okay?
Right.
We all do. Mm-hmm. But you can't do that. You have to get active. You have to speak up. Mm-hmm. And you have to assemble, okay? Right. And you're going to be surprised. I was very surprised at how effective a small group can be. And you're also going to find that you're not alone. Okay.
So true. Yep. I
and
just
you're
love
gonna
this.
Make a difference.
I love this. I love that you guys got together and that was the outcome. And I wish I could just clone you guys all around the country. And really, honestly, those listening, we all need to do what you just did. What you guys just did as a group, because you had that kind of impact, and we could literally turn this boat around if we could all do that in all of our local communities.
Absolutely.
So I love it.
I'm going to give credit, personal credit, where it's due. I mean, I hear you and Milty talk every day, and it gives me a lot of inspiration. I mean, if there's a Personal Liberty Hall of Fame, you two belong in it.
Along with a lot of your clubs. You're so sweet.
Seriously.
We have tremendous guests, and Milty's awesome. And thank you for that. I really thank you for that, bottom of my heart, because I really do hope people are going to be inspired by what you guys just did and mm-hmm. pulled off. And I think it's amazing. And kudos to you for acting out. Thank you. Thank you.
You got it, Kate.
Oh, a million times over. Thanks. Thank you so much. Really, really appreciate that. That was so awesome. That was awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It really was. All of it may be for naught.
Why do you say that?
Scientists, mm-hmm. experts at the University of California have come up with a creation called AeroNabs. Okay. And it's an inhalant that you can inhale that actually stops COVID.
Really?
Yep.
Wow. Hi, wait for that to get taken off the market. Yeah. Hi, mm-hmm. caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Thank you. I'd like to make a point with the mask thing. Mm-hmm. I'm in the construction / home service industry.
Okay.
And I go into several homes per day, 5, 6, 7 homes per day, every day. And of the hundreds and hundreds of customers that I have gone to, mm-hmm. since March, I've had one customer ask me to wear a mask.
Wow.
And I've had one customer to ask me to keep my 6 feet apart.
Out of really?
I don't know, maybe 1,000 customers since then.
Oh, that is amazing.
So my point is, most people think the way we do. They don't believe that the masks actually work. If they did, they would ask me to wear them in their home.
Yes, you're right.
And so there are more of us out there than we're showing. And if everybody would just
show it.
one thing that really bugs me is people who go to a store with their mask on and then take it off while they're in there, sneaking in.
Right.
Be upfront. Be honest. Be, show what you believe and stick with it.
Yep. Amen, sir. I'm so glad you called in. You just made my day. Thank you. You made my day. All these calls in this segment have made my day. Thank you so much. It's nice to see that. Yay.
That is so true, because think about it. Yeah. If everybody that really doesn't believe all this nonsense stops wearing a mask, the businesses will have to cave.
They have to.
They have to cave.
The only reason Walmart and Home Depot started saying, okay, yeah, we'll just kind of say,
too much business.
They lost too much business, yeah. So do not, locally in my state, don't go to Harmon's. Don't go to any of these places that act like that. Pull business from them right away. They don't deserve it anyway. And you can shop a lot of different places. Caller, you have 30 seconds. Go.
I just had a quick one. My little granddaughter that's 16 works at Walmart in Park City. Mm-hmm. When two guys started a fight at the self-checkout, when she was over the self-checkout, she walked up to them, not like the Smith employees, and she said, "Gentlemen, this is inappropriate. There's children in this area." Mm-hmm. They were using the F word at each other. And she said, "I wish you would quit using that language." And they looked at her and they stopped.
Yeah.
She had her mask on, but it was
well,
it
nice.
Was cute.
Aw, you know, thank you for that.
To do it appropriately.
Thank you. Thank you for
like
that. Oh, I really, really, really appreciate that. Thank you. We're actually out of time. Can you believe it? We've got to wind this hour up. But thank you for all those calls. It made my day, honestly. Thank you so much for that. I needed that. Didn't you need that?
Yes, I did.
I needed that today. Yeah. Thank you. And tomorrow, big show, Alex Newman. And I'm also going to go into detail about how they got this vaccine. You're just going to cringe. You're going to cringe when you hear some of these details. So anyway, be back tomorrow. Be faithful, be fearless, and of course, see you tomorrow.